健身女神张，生活正能量。今天是一期特别特别的节目，为什么呢？
Because today we're gonna do it in English, and I have a partner today. What's your name?
Adeline from Australia. 为什么今天我要邀请她来呢？因为
today's topic is following your dreams, find your purpose, find your passion, and go for it.
Exactly. Do what you want, not what the society tells you to do.
And not what your mom and dad tells you to do.
对。为什么我今天要邀请他来呢？ So, why I'm talking in Chinese? So, why I invited you today? Why?
Oh, because we met and then we click, and then I felt like we had the same story on how we pursue our passion, and we met in Bali.
Exactly.
I mean, how many of you tell your parents that you want to move to Bali, and they're going to go like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, Indonesia, Bali, not the Bali, Paris.
No, not Paris, Indonesia. So that's why we dress like hipster.
Yeah, exactly. So, Adeline, right?So she's a successful entrepreneur, CEO of an online marketing company in Australia, right?
Yeah, so it's remote. My clients are in Singapore, but yeah, I'm from Australia. So that's why I can work here.
So how long you been doing that?
I've been doing this for about a year and a half, but I've been in online marketing for 3 years and started working for myself about a year and a half ago. And I've been back and forth in Bali, and I met Shu in Bali.February, March,
yeah. Around that time. Yeah. So, but before, you were not doing that, right?
No, before that, I was an accountant.
9 to 5?
More than 9 to 5. Is it? That's quite
issue.
Yeah. So, I did accounting because that's what, it's like the, I mean, I don't hate accounting, but, you know, it's not my passion.
It's not your passion.
No, it's not my passion. Like, I didn't like the people that I was working with, and I got into marketing and I realized that there are a lot more opportunities, and yeah, just being able to work with brands and clients that I really enjoy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you feel when you do the 9 to 5 job every day? What are you thinking?
For a while it was fine, you know, you get the job, you're like, oh my god, I got my first like 9 to 5 office job. But after a while you started asking yourself, why are you doing this? Like, what is the purpose? Like, why are you going to an office 9 to 5 doing things that you hate? You come back, you're like, okay, it's the weekend, let's go get drunk for, you know.
So you live for the weekend.
You live for the weekend, yeah. And then on Sunday there come a stage where I hated Monday so much that on Sunday afternoon I start feeling like, oh my god, it's Monday again.
The week has to start over again.
Yeah, and so. On Sunday afternoon, so you spend the entire like Sunday afternoon to Sunday night feeling shit. And you know, that was when I was 24, 25, and you think about it now, you have a whole life ahead of you. Are you going to stay in that job for the next 40 years, hating life?
You already imagined that. What if you're gonna stay at that job for the rest of your life? What's gonna be like?
Yeah, and I think that a lot of, I mean, we probably understand, like, you know, our parents have worked so hard to give us the life we want. So obviously we feel a bit guilty, or we feel having to fulfill their dreams. But, you know, the internet today makes everything possible.
Exactly. Like, do something online.
Yeah,
so if you
want to
work anywhere.
Yeah, if you want to start anything online, look at Shu with her successful business, looking hot, and like
Shu Zhou Bian Shen Jiu.
And
any opportunities to advertise my product.
No, that's great. See, this is how you should do it. Proactive. And I think that we need to look beyond what we were told and what we were grown up to, and I think just explore like new opportunities, because once you have the open mind to see what is out there, you can do anything you want. Of course, it's gonna take time, it's gonna take a lot of hard work, you probably know.
Yeah.
But you know, you feel so fulfilled because you're working on things that you like. You can see the difference that you're
making.
And
it's your thing, right?
Yeah, it's your thing, it's like your baby. It's not like you're spending 10 hours working on a project and the CEO is getting paid a lot more money, and then you are hating your job.
And you only get it like a really...
Look at that.
of the but yeah. But how did you you quit your job first and then you found your company? Or
no, so I had a hobby. So I had a blog for a long time when I was working 9 to 5.
Same like me. I had for 9 years.
Oh wow, okay.
While I was working. Yeah.
Same. Maybe not 9 years, but I had a beauty blog, so I started with beauty blog. But that's how I kind of teach myself marketing, and that's a little, I think, like advice.
So you're famous?
No. I have some followers on Instagram, that's it.
YouTube also?
YouTube a little bit, I have a little bit. We can do that. I'm gonna start a podcast, so Shu is gonna be on the podcast.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I think that just be curious and open-minded and try things. Like you have a blog and from there you would start learning, finding out what you like. And I think a lot of us, because you know, from a young age we were going to school, we got like music lesson, art lesson, dancing lesson, writing lesson, reading lesson, all the lesson that you have,
everything, your hobby, what do you
like, everything you have is you have to do. But what do you like to do? Do you like to take
photos? A makeup lesson?
I teach myself makeup. It's just the false lashes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that do something.
Oh, focus on the eyelashes. Yeah. That's why you have this. That makes sense.
That's a secret.
It's really changing a person's face.
Yeah, it does. Totally, it does. Totally. Like when I don't have this, I don't look like this. So. So you have your blog as well.
Yes. So it's like just my passion. I just like to do sports. Not because I want to earn money or whatever. Not thinking about that. Just about posting videos and content. Just put myself out there. Just like, okay, that's what I do. That's what I love. Like, join me, right?
Yeah.
Just do what I do. Yeah.
That's a great way to get started. I think one thing to keep in mind as well, don't go into it and say, okay, I need to find something that makes me money. Of course, that's important.
That's very, very important.
But find what you like to do first, because the whole point is you're trying to find something you like and then make money from it. Not going into another thing just because you think...
And you're likely to give up.
Yes.
Just...
If it's money, you're likely to give up. And it is also going to be, I think, a lot of like mindset stuff, because your parents is going to ask you, why do you quit your job?
Oh.
Yeah. And like,
so what's your parents say when you say, I quit my job? I'm gonna...
Yeah, they were like, are you sure? And I was like, I had clients before, like I transitioned into that, so it's okay. But when I want to move to Bali, they were like, why do you want to move to Bali? And I don't have any property in my name. So I think that's one of the things that I think many Asian like parents want their kids like start saving money to buy an apartment.
Married, have kids, buy cars, buy big apartments.
And no apartment, no cars, no kids, no boyfriend. Nothing.
No, single like a dollar bill, really.
Yeah, single like a dollar bill. So you know.
Watch out your email box.
Yeah. So like, I think you know, and I'm 30. I know, old and. It's okay, I think in society norm is like you're meant to have like a kid by now, or you're meant to...
Yeah, you're already too late.
I know, too late. So, sorry mom. No, I think that when you're ready you would have child, and how many times you've seen families that are not happy, or you give up your dreams because you're having the child because you think you have to have the child, not because you want to.
I think there's like really, I feel like there's everyone around me.
Yeah.
A few people say like, actually, they told me, wow, before I had my kids, I feel like I didn't like live my life.
Yeah.
Only the kids give their purpose. Like,
yeah.
I kind of understand and not understand the same
Know? The kids are the everything, but what are you without your kids? Like, you're, besides a mom, what are you, right? Like,
exactly,
that's how I see it. And
without kids, who you are.
And I think in China, it wasn't there, they have these video where they say a lot of girls who are not married by 26 or 27, they call it like...
After 27 is shounyu.
Right? Yeah, they call it that. But that's when your life is just getting started. Because you've gone through like, you know, your early 20s where you experience... Yeah.
Figured out my life that time.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you do stupid things early 21, you learn, you get to grow. And then 26, 27...
God, tell me about it, my stupid 20s, yeah.
Oh, but that's the best time. You get to like do crazy things and, you know, just let it go.
But what's your... they take on the kids?
I don't know. Like, I mean, if I find a hot dad. I think
his mom is
on. Yes. I think you only have kids because you're ready to start a family. You're ready to start like a little something with the partner that you love. And that's
to another, give your love to the kids.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Don't get married because don't settle for an average guy because you think that's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's all you have. Because let me tell you, ladies, you're a lot more.
Yes.
Look at you.
What about the guys?
Oh yeah, the guys true. The guys know they're good, but I think Asian females sometimes they think that they are. I mean, my mom still tells me My mom tells me I don't clean properly, but I'm like,
same.
My mom tells me like you should clean this way. I'm like, mom.
Or nobody is gonna marry you anymore. Right?
Yes, and I'm like, mom, this is why sometimes I hire a cleaner, or why I moved to Bali because you don't have to clean yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I think a lot of your audience are Chinese, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So like, I think a lot of our upbringing, you know, it's like the girl is meant to be to stay at home to look after the kids. If that's what you want to do, go for it. I think
who would just want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. But if you are you're a smart woman, you have a dream, you want to make a difference, go for it. Like it might be hard at first, like you know, when your parents might ask you why are you doing this, your friends might tell you that you shouldn't do this, that could be them.
Yeah.
That could be their fears on like what their fear is on you instead of.
But I still, it's better than having the regret that you want to do something you never tried, and it's like your life is passing and now you have to do those things, because once you have the kids, it's really hard.
Like, yeah, you can't just put the kids aside and say see you later for 10 years. Like it's permanent. Like kids is permanent, and the job that you have is always going to be there. Like if you decided that you want to go back to your job, like the job is there.
That's a good point. Yeah,
right.
I think if I fail on my business, of my like the 十周变身计划, whatever I'm doing, I can
be a fitness coach.
Exactly. I can just like working for someone else. I can always working for someone else. Like anytime.
That's why like the only thing that you're going to regret is you're not giving it a go. And if you look around, like I mean, like Chinese technology is insane. Like social media that you guys have is insane.
TikTok.
Think about how much content you can create, and think about how you're able to influence other people and help other people instead of just helping like another boring like big company to do their things. And you feel a lot happier. And I mean, money is great, but I think that there's gonna be a point where you know, you earn a good amount of money, but once you hit that point,
it really doesn't affect your happiness and everything.
I mean, our life here in Bali is quite simple, right?
Yeah. Simple but nice.
But nice. It's so fulfilling. Like you take time to take a deep breath. Look at the sunset.
Sports, no pollutions. Like in China, we have a lot of pollution.
Oh, this is pollution for me.
Yeah,
right? There's no pollution in Australia.
Like, stress and big buildings and cars constantly.
Yeah, and everyone is so like calm and...
Ocean, yoga, sports. That's like my big thing, a big part of my passion.
Yeah. See, Shu turned her passion. She likes sports and she talk about it, and now she built a business around it, and now you are learning her to do this.
But wait, you said you have a blog, so what was on the blog before?
Makeup.
Yeah, but like videos or text or
text.
Pictures?
So I used to do a review of like makeup or lipsticks of eyeshadow.
Review.
Yeah, so I used to do that when I was younger. And like I said, like if you're young, if you're watching, you're young, like literally go and try anything out because you never know.
That what are you interested in? You can just make a video or write an article and just tell people about it, right?
Yeah, and if you like social media, you can start helping brands with like WeChat, with Weibo, what else?
You know everything.
I know everything. 我会说中文一点点。一点点?
No. Very good. Chinese is very good. So, okay, so you have the blog and teaching people how to compare the products.
Yes.
And teaching people about the eyelashes.
Yeah, like eyeshadow, how to apply, like what are the good products. So that was how I started learning social media, because what I learned in school is accounting, so it's not the same. And that's another thing as well. Internet teaches you everything. You just gotta Google and then you can learn how to do something. So the first thing is just to believe that you can, and believe that you can go after your passion and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. And then so you have the blog, and then you just decide to found a company. And
no. The blog is way back, almost 10 years ago now. Old. And then from there, I was in accounting, and because of the blog, I can move to a marketing job. So that was a good way to take me to marketing, and then from marketing, I worked there for, I thought it was my dream job, but then I, yeah, it was a big company for a while. I thought I wanted to work for a big company. I think a lot of you guys would probably feel the same.
I also work for a big company.
Like, yeah, you know, you have the dream of wanting to work for a big company, and when you work for a big company, you're like, it's not that great. You have politics, you have all this stuff.
But the only good thing is that when you talk about it, right, to other people, say, oh, yeah, I work for this company.
Yeah, it really, a lot of them is for like your ego, for like to ego. Say, to show, to compare. And I mean,
ego is the enemy.
It is. And I think it's really hard, because I know, like, my parents like to tell me, my family friend is doing this, getting married, buying their third house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you need to learn to accept yourself for who you are and just be proud of everything that you achieve, just because... Whatever.
At least you tried.
Yeah. And you know, maybe the house might be something that your friend might be happy with, but is that what you will be happy with? Mm-hmm. Like, ask yourself what you will be happy with. And yeah.
Actually, I asked myself today, just like, do sports, be with friends, and play some board games, and you know, just do
board
the things.
Cute.
Yeah, and being next to the ocean and be able to enjoy the nature, that makes me happy.
Yeah,
it's very simple. Actually.
It's really simple, and I like today. This morning I went to yoga and did my thing, and I didn't work that much today. And it is okay. Like, you know, I could have earned double if I put in a lot of work, but. You know, for me now is I have the freedom to take half
freedom,
a day off.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I need to recharge and really work on myself. And I think that a lot of us, we are so used to, you know, told what to do to get, you know, to be the best, to do this, to do that. They've forgotten to realize, to look into ourselves and see what we really need.
Exactly.
So. Talk about feelings. I know we don't talk about feelings.
Being vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
Let's put yourself out there.
It's hard. Like, it's really hard, but you... Once you do that, you see a clearer view of who you are and who you want to be. Mm-hmm.
So back to your business. Now you're helping the clients to promoting their products online.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So I help them with the marketing strategy. I help them with content and Facebook ads. So
Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And YouTube also?
No, not YouTube, but a lot more Facebook and LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Okay. Yeah.
Instagram?
Instagram, no. So because they are a corporate company. But like, I let you guys know, there are a lot of company in Australia need help with WeChat and Weibo and community management because it's a big market.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do LinkedIn and Facebook.
Yeah, that's my main.
Advertising?
Yeah, and content as well, like social media writing and stuff. Oh. So that's the main thing that I do. So.
Wow. It must be like, well, professional.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, but you have a whole YouTube channel. You do like TikTok. I need to learn TikTok from her. Tell me how, teach me how to use TikTok.
Douyin TikTok is
Douyin
for
yeah.
people that you don't know. Yeah, Douyin is like super hot,
in
the trendy.
Yeah,
right,
and Xiaohongshu as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but more and more TikTok, like the short videos, you know, people like do this kind of fast food for the app, for your information. You can just scroll. It's really addictive.
Okay.
Really addictive.
I'm gonna learn how to do some videos.
And I think, I don't know, are you still doing makeup thing? Or
I know, I haven't, but I can.
Okay. But that will be something people interested in.
Yeah, you can, do makeup, do travel, do different things.
Yeah. Anything you want to show, right?
Yeah, and then I kind of, so that's what I've been doing for a year and a half. But now I'm also starting to do more speaking and talking and just really helping people to find their purpose, because it really... makes a difference. And I think that I have gone through the struggles I have myself as well, like I mean, growing up, my parents are Chinese as well, and it's hard because they've worked so hard to give you the life you want, so you feel like you have to repay them, and you feel almost guilty for following your life. But after a while, you need to realize
the guilty,
you feel
the family say, oh, if you don't do this, when are you gonna give this, when are you gonna have kids,
yeah,
when are you,
and then
marry?
Like, you know, I have worked so hard to send you overseas and all. And then, you know, like, your parents want the best for you, and you just gotta think that, you know, repaying them is not... They mean well, and, like, you gotta remember that by repaying the, what's the, like...
The Chinese word?
Yeah. Like, gun earners, is it like you to repay them?
Xiao shun, right?
Like, you know, it doesn't have to mean that you have to give up your happiness for that. There's a lot of different ways, because over time, when you do something that you like, you know, you're gonna make money, and then when they see you happy making money, doing your things, then they'll also be happy.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Yeah. I think that's the guilt is kind of struggle or the pressure you're giving yourself.
Yeah,
right?
And then you're just like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this, but you only have one life, and we are very lucky to have the opportunity. I mean, if you look at the people here in Bali, not everyone have access to the internet. And if you can watch this video, it means that you have some sort of internet that you can create the things that you want to create.
Oh, by the way, I want to maybe people also interested in your job, and right now, how many employees you have? Or
I have two subcontractors, so it's not so much on like full-time employees. So I do the strategy, and when I need someone to run the ads, I get them to build it because I don't like to do it. So mine is
like delegate. Right?
Yeah, delegation.
Yeah, outsourcing.
Yeah, so that's what I do, and then I'm trying to see what other things I can outsource more, so I can do more of the stuff that I enjoy doing.
But where you actually get the clients? Where you get the
online? I find them on Facebook.
Oh, they're like asking, say, oh, we want to find some.
Yeah,
like,
so I started. Yeah, so the one that I have now, we started off with email marketing, and then it kind of, the relationship grew, and then it kind of grew more and more until it became like now I help them with a lot of their events, their Facebook ads and stuff. So it takes times, guy. It took me like a year and a half. So,
but that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
That's part of what I want to do. Now I found that's another thing that I want to do as well, is to speak more and to help encourage people to follow their passion, because
that's your first step.
There you go. Here I am. And I think that I've seen so many people that are stuck with what they are currently doing because they think it's not possible, or they think that, you know, it's too hard. It's hard. Like, I mean, if you don't have people around you that does the same thing, it can seem like, oh, am I doing the right path? But you just gotta believe in yourself. Like, I was very lucky. I met a mentor in Bali then, and he was like, yeah, you can totally do this. And he motivated
you
me.
You need a mentor.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a mentor.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I did it. And so, yeah, like, content marketing is like my passion, and also just motivational and inspirational, and just helping people.
For Asian women.
Yeah, I think Asian women is something that I've grown to like wanting to speak to. Yes. Zhongguoren.
Yes. But you're from Malaysia.
Yeah, but my grandparents is from China. Remember my few cousins?
Yes. The same route.
Yeah, and I think that we are like, and I think that we are very smart people, and we have a lot of potential when we put.
I feel like anyone here is smart in Bali.
Yeah, it's really smart, and I think that I can see that how a lot of our like upbringing and our environment makes us think that maybe we can't do it. Maybe that's a guy's job. Maybe we should not. You know, we don't have to do this. But if that's what you want to do, go for it. And if you're not married and you don't feel like getting married anytime soon, go for it. It's okay. It's 2019. You can do whatever you want.
And also, most of people here are like single, right?
Single.
Successful entrepreneurs, digital nomad, come here, build their business.
And then
like
travel around.
Yeah, travel around. That's basically all the people here. It's like a big community, a big...
It's great. Find people that wants to do the same thing as you, and don't let anyone tell you can't do anything, because you can.
That's important. Who you hang out with, your friends, right?
They're this is influenced. Why we hang out.
That's why we hang out.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, talk about... I already feel the passion, the vibes. If I'm like watching this, I definitely want to do something already.
Yeah, that's go really do good. It.
Do you want to do a TED Talk? Have you ever
I want to do a TED Talk, yeah.
You already applied?
No, I haven't applied. I already have the title of my TED Talk. Ooh. It's how to stop living your parents' life and start living your life.
That's a really good topic.
TED Talk in China? I would go do a TED Talk in China.
Oh, there is. Also,
oh, really?
But they have a around the world, right? The TEDx.
Yeah, I want to do start with China first, because I feel like that's my people.
Oh, that's really
we can do a TED Talk together.
But there's only one person. I have never seen like two
persons. No, we put in applications, so you can put in your topic, I put in my topic, and we can.
Your topic is really good. I might steal her topic. Don't tell me her topic.
No, it's good.
Really good.
Yeah,
really good.
It's something that I went through myself, and I'm still trying to, you know, work through, trying to let my parents understand what I do. It's hard because they want, obviously to them, they want me to not have to starve on the road. You know, it's not like our parents want anything bad for us, but how do you communicate with them? How do you let them know that this
struggle?
Yeah, the struggle is real.
I personally also struggled with like a long time, a lot of drama and everything. But I didn't really listen to them. I just did what I want. That's
See?
It.
Follow.
By their definition, it's being selfish. Always say like, it's okay. selfish.
I have a opinion on that. So one of the things that I've learned throughout my own journey, I've just done a lot of yoga today, so I'm like super like emotional. So one of them is self-love. So self-love as in putting your importance, like
That's
your well-being first before anything else. And that requires you to focus on yourself. And the essence of self-love is individualism.
But that's kind of the Western.
Exactly.
Right?
And like individualism Chinese is being frowned, like it's against what the Chinese values are because my dad brings that up before. And I think that that's a belief that we have to work over, because looking after yourself is not being selfish. If you are not good, how are you going to look after your family, look after your partner, look after your kids? So like putting your needs first is not selfish. It's just you have to look after yourself before you can look after others.
But I think the old or traditional Chinese way is more like you looking after your parents, your kids looking after you. It's always like you working and kind of your whole life is for the upper...
For someone else. Because you do it so often that you've forgotten who you are, and it's... It's
what
so
do you want to do today?
Maybe
you just want to watch a movie.
Want to just go sit at the corner and read a book, and that's fine. And because we're so used to blocking it out, it's like we've forgotten how to feel and how to look into what we want and what we need. And it takes a long time. I'm still doing yoga and stuff to let it all out. So
you have to be a little bit selfish.
Yeah,
right?
Selfish. Yeah, to please your need. Yes, that's what it is. So
Oh, okay, yes. We went through the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, time flies. Almost half hour that we're talking.
We did great. So,
did we
next
give
up,
some like good value in the talk? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we gave some good value. We gave some good value. We spoke
talk,
a lot about
just
chit-chat. Next time I'm gonna come and speak in Mandarin. I told her I need to practice first. I need to like write down the importance point. And then I'll come back in Chinese. Yeah.
Oh, I really definitely want to do another session with you. I think this one's gonna be explosive.
Then we'll do a proper one in Mandarin, and you can read through my script.
Yeah, but I actually all my videos are in Chinese. But I have a lot of subscribers, followers like around the world. I mean, they're outside of China.
Oh,
great. A lot of them speak English, or they want to learn English. And
oh, cool. Yeah. But we can do a Mandarin one, so I can practice my Mandarin.
This is my first English. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe nobody watch it.
Maybe next time 我们说中文，我回去练习一下就可以说了。我现在多练习几天。对，多练习几天。写在纸上。好，天天跟你通电话说，我今天应该说什么？应该说。
It's so cute when you speak Chinese. Okay. So, any
last words?
Yeah. Last words.
Just
advice.
Just do it. I think, like, you know,
Nike.
Take some time off to yourself.
Some time off.
Ask yourself what you really want, not what your parents, not what you think, like, what do you call it? The success to look good on the outside, not because of status, not because of money, not because of, you know, a competition of how many cars or how many houses you can buy. It's about what you want, what makes you happy, what makes you want to jump out of bed.
Or maybe also like if money is not a problem, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
right?
Ask yourself.
Right? What,
yeah.
What you like to do? If I have, I don't know, 1 million.
If all your bills are paid for, so you don't have to worry about bills, what would you do?
Yeah. So
good. Let us know.
Can I do a little bit of advertisement for?
Yeah,
RX?
Of course you can. It's your video.
It's my video. So English, Chinese. 如果你想改变身材的话，下定决心， 那么你可以来找我， 又给自己做个小广告啊， 10周变身计划， 可以搜索一下， 就是谷歌百度都可以， 10周变身计划， 里面写的非常详细， 减脂塑形， 增... Why you look at me like...
I want to learn, I'm interested.
减脂塑形增肌是男是女， 新手有基础， 都可以来找我， 没有问题。 然后如果你想， 有更多的就是咨询的话， 有想问题可以问我， 然后加我的微信就可以， 别忘了注明 10周变身计划， 好吧， 希望你今天 learn something today. And if you like the video, please click like and subscribe me. And
we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Yeah, see you next time. We're gonna talk about something else, right? Maybe.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about something else.
What, guys?
Oh, actually, that's a really good idea. Dating is Chinese.
I just opening, I say one sentence, my brand, blah blah blah, and then today's topic is blah blah blah.
Today's topic is do what you love and find your purpose.
Do some hair.
All right, you're gonna sit properly.
I cover.
Because my mom would not be proud.
Yeah. Do I look decent? Do I look good?
You like always look good.
Yeah.
How old are you?
27.
Oh, you're such a baby.
How?
How?
That would be cut.
Okay. Cut!
Okay. When you're talking, I look at here, so that's the camera.
Okay. And